And so it came to be, Adrestia, the Unstoppable, would walk these halls once more, to reason with her once beloved twin she had returned, after long years of absence. Harmonia, the matriarch, a revered and feared leader, had been conspiring against the Thyr and Nyx, those who opposed her sect. The ship was on the verge of civil war, between her worshippers and those who called her a blasphemer. By duty bound, but also love, Adrestia returned, the bloodshed to avert. Behind closed doors the sisters met. Bystanders waited in silent tension. But the catastrophe that came next, no one could have predicted. The massive doors blew off their hinges. Decay and erosion followed. Adrestia herself was violently expelled into the void. And while she fell, the horrid screams of the innocent kept ringing in her ears. The terminal fog came to an end. Abrupt, relentless, visceral. Her mind faded into the darkest darks. Oblivion swept over her, rigid and unrelenting, like the soaring tide. Ethereal fingers tightened in an empty fist. Her blade was missing from her sight. The voices urged. This place of oblivion and shadows reacted to her newfound awareness. She even got there. The last thing carved in hazy memory. Her sister's raging grimace. A jarring contrast from before. This place was so familiar. A bustling marketplace on the Atromitos. She almost felt at home. This was a dream. That much was clear. A frayed and distant memory. There she was. Harmonia, still a child. Her vision of a secret place. Sharing in excitement. Her grip tightened around the weathered hilt. Her combat instinct writhed. If this forsaken place wanted to keep her as a prisoner, her blade it would now taste. This memory was bittersweet. The day they came of age. And as was the tradition, a prophecy of what their future held, they sought together. Their innocence they left behind that day. The prophecy, horrendous, with an empty gaze. The oracle decreed, Harmonia's golden thread of life, Adrestia would sever. She was forewarned by the ethereal whispers, and thus they fall on the head.
Thank you.
was the day she made the choice to leave Atromitos, her former life, her sister, far behind. Armonia had now devolved to incoherent rumblings, visions, she claimed, of promised greatness and a stolen birthright. She cursed her for revealing the truth of her premonitions with one breath, and with the next, she pleaded for Adrestia to stay. With anticipation, the voices pressed her onward. Salvation now was within reach. As oblivion struck, the closer true, the smallest of sparks of it, and when to a pulsing beacon it grew, the voices, hesitant, sounded once again, to match her life with the beacon that lighted, and use its power to escape this place for good. Ever burning, Aethir himself, the beginning of all, then spoke. Time was of the essence still, and with his gift, she could now climb the once glorious hall. Many an innocent soul had met its tragic end, and many more would follow, unless the plan Armonia pursued was quashed once and for all. Thank you. The brightest of flashes and the thundering voice were all that welcomed her after the perilous climb. A potent force, unseen, relentless, shoved her back and down again, forcing her into a spiraling fall. Eternal Nyx, goddess of the night, offered a stern direction to reach the all-powerful Harmonia once more through the forsaken vessel she had to delve. The gift of Nyx had been bestowed. It clad her in sturdy armor, but it, alone, was not enough to see her through this mission. The balance between Radiance and Nocturne had been disturbed, Aether and Nyx explained. The source of all this misery and pain. Meddling and foolish mortals. The equilibrium Adrestia needed to restore and be the savior of the cosmos. With every mystical shrine she ignited, Adrestia could clearly feel that the influence of Aether and Nyx on the Atromitos was ever so slightly augmented.
automated security measures in place. Please restore power to the district Kirki chamber to negate.
It was Elea, a figure well known aboard the Atromitos. She was a benevolent soul with a gentle heart that cared for the unfortunate. The rescue capsules were inert. Many survivors were stranded. She intently pleaded for Adrestia's help to save all who were in need. Her senses dulled, she gazed at her surroundings. The city that once proud here stood was now reduced to rubble. To the statue of Harmonia his gaze affixed, the man seemed lost in thought. But as Adrestia slowly approached, he swiftly turned to face her. It was Hephaestus standing there, an artisan renowned. His engineering skills and artistry were famous far and wide. He pleaded for aid. The ship could still be saved if all the pieces of a shattered necklace could be found.
Thank you.
His armor bashed and stained, but his prowess and determination unwavering. Aris, the captain of the Atromitos Watch, as steeled and vigilant as she remembered. He would stand guard, he said, if she could find a way for the security measures to be lifted.
Automated security measures in place. Please restore power to the district. Keiki chamber to the gate.
Thank you.
automated security measures in place. Please restore power to the district Kirky chamber to negate.
I'm
in breathtaking detail. A man, his face twisted in agony. The helmet mounted on his head seemed ancient in style, as did the shield resting idly by his side, and he snapped in two long spear. Shackled by heavy chains that dug deep into his skin, the man was being crushed, diminished. And though heroic his form seemed, his identity remained a mystery.
Automated security measures in place. Please restore power to the district. Kirky chamber to the gate. Kirky interface. Lower residence. Now online. Access level. Helicon Legion Tribune verified. Security measures have been lifted.
Thank you.
Key interface, The Grove, now online. Security measures have been lifted.